The podcast that you're about to enjoy is part of the Low Tree Studios podcast network. To enjoy more great podcasts like this one, visit lowtreestudios.com.
From Low Tree Studios, this is the Difference Between Us podcast, where the four of us have honest conversations about random topics. My name is Jason Galbraith, and joining me is David Modell.
What up?
Mindy Galbraith.
Hello.
And the inspiration behind the creation of this show, Stephanie Modell.
Woo woo.
Hello, family. Welcome in. Welcome back. How are y'all? How was your week? All that stuff.
Good. Went by fast.
Yeah, too fast.
Anything?
I was sick.
Where are you?
Ooh.
Interesting. We got to talk about that.
Yes. Yeah, I was down and out for Wednesday and Thursday. After the podcast, I just hit a wall.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Last Tuesday, I hit a bad wall. And I was like, I had the chills, then the sweat, and then the chills again. Mm. It was bad.
Really?
So did Jason.
Yeah, mine was different, though. Mine was foodborne. Yeah, it's pretty bad. Pretty bad. We just talked about Del Taco and, last couple weeks, really. And I had Del Taco I don't know if it was Del Taco.
I'm pretty sure because I had the same
dinner. Yeah.
I didn't get sick.
Yeah. Mm. Same dinner. She made the dinner. Yeah, it was bad, dude. I've never. I mean, what I can relate it to is the first time and only time I went deep sea fishing. It was horrible. I mean, it's miserable, and it's lasted. Well, I mean, I'm a little better today, but it's lasted until today. Pretty bad. Pretty bad.
But you got sick going fishing or eating the fish you caught?
Fishing? Going fishing while out there. Yeah, about 45 minutes in. I was miserably sick. And then we stayed out there, for another 6 hours or something like that. I had no more fluid left in my body.
Whoa. Yeah.
And I was sick for a solid week afterwards.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cause I mean, it's not like I could escape it, right? It was like I was just so sick, throwing up constantly, blah, blah, nothing, just heat, just dry heaves, right? As a young lad. And it was hard to recover from.
Same thing 2 days ago.
Oh, bummer.
Close, pretty close, yeah. Minus the water in the boat and my grandfather and good memories.
Yeah.
Anyway, so David, what do you think you had? Just like a cold or something, or?
Yeah, whatever's going around, some junctivitis, I guess. I don't know. I still feel it a little bit. It feels like I have a weight on my chest. Like I can't seem to get breath.
Mm.
Got like the vid? Good enough.
What?
Got the vid?
Mm.
The long COVID.
Long or lung?
Long.
Long COVID.
What does that mean?
What he was telling me about that is like there's people that are having effects from when they had COVID, like way down the line, their like lungs just don't have the same capacity.
Interesting.
I was laughing. I was like, it's not long COVID. I don't care what anybody says.
Doesn't exist.
It's weird. I'm like, oh, we're gonna start conspiracy theories here now, huh?
Yeah.
You got the long COVID. That's what it is.
I'll show you the long COVID.
Yeah. So nothing else to report? Nothing new happening?
No.
Yeah. I mean, I could finish my story. It was Del Taco on the way down. And yeah, I think that's what it was for me. So I don't know why I returned to it. I think we ended that on a nice note. You don't need to go back into it, right?
Bad burrito.
It's a bad burrito. So Del Taco is off the menu for a while.
Oh, man, yeah.
I bet.
By the way, I remember one time it
destroys food places when you get sick at them, right?
It does. I remember back in the day, Carl's Jr. used to serve the same fries that Del Taco does, the ridged fries. Mm-hmm. And I got sick at Carl's Jr. one time and I thought it was from the fries. So I never wanted to have those fries ever again. Consequently, I got fries
at Del Taco.
You know, I feel that same way about Chipotle. It's the only place I've ever gotten sick.
Really?
Violently like that. Wow. And I can never make myself go back.
Mm-mm. I feel that way about Jose Cuervo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that makes more sense.
Vodka for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
No way, Jose.
Yeah, no way.
I used to have it with, I got sick one time on Guinness, but that's gone away. I don't
Guinness?
Yeah, it was the most disgusting leaving the body back out.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's so black. It's not good.
I think we lost all our listeners.
You're like, okay, more throw up.
Yeah, great way. Yeah, great way to start it. Let's get into some things to ponder instead. Probably a little bit better. All right, slap out of base. All right, so I was thinking about these. I'm keeping notes on my phone. When I have an idea, I'm like, that'd be a good thing to ponder. Mm-hmm. And I got a couple of them. I have a couple that I think are great. But Mindy and I started to talk about this one this morning on the Jason and Mindy podcast. So I figured I would bring it up here. Mm-hmm. Greeting cards. So Mother's Day is coming up, and we're looking at greeting cards, and I'm thinking to myself, usually I don't do greeting cards. It's not my thing. I don't do them. Mindy does them. That's her thing. She does them. And then, you know, so usually my family doesn't get a greeting card. Usually her family does. And I was just thinking to myself, so this is the thing to ponder. What's the point of a greeting card? Are they a waste, or do you believe they are good sentiment?
I mean, I kind of feel the same way maybe you do, Jason, because they're just so expensive. They're like $10.
Yeah.
And then you got to go get one, and then you got to look through them, and then you got to find a stamp, which who has stamps anymore?
That's a great point.
But if you go to the dollar store, you can usually get like 2 for $1. So after that, I feel like they are nice to get when you get one. But then when you get one, it's like, aw, and then I throw it away. I know. Mindy, do you still keep all of your greeting cards?
I do. Not all of them, just, you know, from certain family members, I should say.
Yeah, I remember that. I don't keep any of them. As a kid, my mom used to put all the Christmas cards on the door. You know, you tape them on the door or whatever.
I would do that.
So shocked how many people do that. Mm-hmm. I thought it was just like my mom.
No, that was a thing. Everybody's parents did that.
Yeah.
But now they're just here, you throw this away.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice when people live really far, though. Because it's so expensive to ship a package or a gift. With Amazon, if you plan it right, you can, you know, ship somebody a gift next day shipping, and that's lovely. Which I'd rather do that than a card. I'd rather get them a nice little shirt.
That's what we were talking about today on the podcast. Now, he's wrong because I don't normally buy the Hallmark cards. Maybe for a special occasion like a wedding or I don't know. But this time I did for my parents, for his mom and my mom for Mother's Day. Mm. We don't normally do that, but we're not really planning to do anything else. So I thought that would be appropriate, right? Mm-hmm. But so on the show, we talked about it's like 35 cents cost to make the card. And they upcharge. I think those cards were $6 or $7.
A piece.
Yep.
It's crazy.
And I was saying on the show, like, I can get a better gift because my mom would be like, well, why don't you send me any cards anymore? Well, mom, I can buy you a better gift.
Yeah.
Rather than send you a $7 card. You know?
Yeah. Something that's useful for afterwards.
Yeah.
It's not a one-time use.
Yeah. What is the point there? You read it. It's not even, they're not even your words.
Yeah. Right? I say I like to make my own cards. Every time I go to a birthday party or a baby shower or something, I never put a card in there, so they never know who it's from. I'm like, oh, that one's mine. Because I never buy a card. I'm not.
And you know, the $6 and $7 card that we bought, they were nothing fancy, were they? Did you get the ones with the pop-ups or the little?
What's the fancy ones? They got fancy ones.
They do.
Yeah,
they play music.
They have nice foil writing, and
they're probably 11.
Yeah.
What about the ones that play music? How much are those?
Oh my gosh.
Is that like a Five Guys burger?
Yeah.
$100?
Yeah.
Yes. It's as much as a Five Guys burger.
Bringing it back.
Yeah. We are going to get sued.
We might. Well, a lot of love on that video, that little video we sent out. They got a lot of love for that one.
Yeah.
I think we got like 5,200 views on that total for that little video. Yeah. Pretty crazy. Cool. You never know what people are going to be interested in. I brought it up. And so what's a better alternative? Like for me, let's put myself on the other side, right? Would I rather get a card from my dad on my birthday or a phone call? You know what I'm saying? Probably won't get either one, but I'd rather get a call. I'm kidding. I'm throwing shade again. I'm throwing shade a lot.
You threw some shade today.
Some shade. I'd rather get a phone call. I'd rather talk to him. You know, I'd rather hear what's going on and hear from him rather than a card. A card like you, Stephanie, I don't keep them. I'll toss them. You know, there's some really nice cards that I've received over the years from Mindy with a lot of thought and even some, you know, personal writing, and those are hard to get rid of, but just a regular old card, I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah, after the season's up, you know, keep it around for a little while. We collect them and then it's over and then they're gone. So that's how I feel about them. I'm not critical of anybody who chooses to do that, but I think there's more sentiment, more value in actually connecting with the person on the day of
More value, but also like if you get them a shirt, you get them like a little thing like Stephanie had mentioned.
Candle.
At least you're getting them something of worth.
Candle, yeah.
You're getting somebody a card that's a one-time use that's marked up like 600-700% what it took them to make.
Yeah.
Like that's ridiculous. Like a very huge waste of money in my opinion.
I think with the Amazon cards are way less happening.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we all agree. And that was really a short things to ponder. So I have another one.
Sweet.
Wait, I'm going to add something.
Okay.
Because you said calling somebody, you know, is really important.
Yes.
And I agree with you. The whole like Facebook post, happy birthday.
Yeah.
It's like, cool. If one of my like actual friends we're so busy now. So I'm like, oh, like it was his aunt's birthday yesterday. And I'm like, oh, shoot. We missed her birthday. You know, I would have liked to at least texted her.
Yeah.
I feel like a text is fine, but like this whole Facebook post thing, it's like, well, thanks.
That's for just, you know, regular friends.
Yeah, it's like
close friends and family. I'm most likely had already called you or texted you or something more personal.
I'm really bad at birthdays, but I like to at least
You text. Hate your birthday.
Yeah, my birthday sucks.
I agree.
Your birthday does suck. Nobody's available. I tried to do stuff for her. It's not good.
Even last year, like every year, I'm like, you know what? Maybe we could just have like a dinner. And it's still, and then every year, I'm like, why did I try again?
Isn't Francis's the same day? Isn't his the 13th or the 12th?
No, his is the 15th, I thought.
It's around
December.
The same day. Yeah. Yep. It's like a day or
yours?
Two.
15th?
Hers is 13th.
13th? Okay. So his, I think, is the 15th.
It's right around yours.
Hers is the 13th.
Oh, Francis likes to have a good time. Francis from the Honey Badgers podcast?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I just need to hit Francis. We'll go party with, you know, whoever.
You got to sync that up because they will. It'll be a rager. Right around the same time. So,
yeah.
So I got to talk to him because of that. My reunion, my 25-year reunion is coming up. And it's Francis is also because we went to the same school and graduated the same year. So,
get out. That would be fun.
Yeah. We didn't even know that. We found out that we were in the same school and everything. I was like, that's so weird. We didn't even know.
You don't remember him? You don't remember seeing him at all?
He doesn't remember me. But no.
That's wild.
That is so crazy.
Yeah. So I was like, I wonder if he's going to go to that.
Yeah. You got to hit him up. Yeah. All right. What's our second thing to ponder?
So, second thing to ponder is, this one I think is interesting. I wouldn't have brought it up. I don't even know why I need to say that. I wouldn't have brought it up, but I think it was interesting. How important to you is work-life balance? And then how do you define it? The reason why I ask is, do you ever really feel balance, right? And I guess how I would maybe define it, would balance mean that you're ready for work on Monday morning? You know, you're ready to, you feel enthusiastic about going to work, right? Wouldn't that help define what balance, work-life balance is? So does anybody ever really feel, I can't say, I'll see anybody in this room. Does anybody ever feel ready to go to work on Monday and feel, wow, I got so much balance on my 3 days off.
I think I'm closer to balance than Stephanie on, especially for Monday. She is not. She's like, I am not. I don't want to do this anymore. Every Monday. That's her Monday schedule. Mm-hmm. That's her normal.
That's my normal. That was my normal too.
Her normal thing is, why am I doing this? And then she's fine Tuesday, but Monday I'm a lot easier going.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go. I'm, you know, I make myself go to bed earlier, all that stuff. Do I wake up going, fuck yeah, let's start the day? No.
See, I'm more like, I'm like David as well. I think you're a lot like Stephanie.
Yeah, 100%.
He's dreading it Sunday night. I can tell his mood changes. Mm-hmm. He's in a bad mood. Don't talk to him. And it's the 100%. Monday blues.
And you're thinking about it way too much. Enjoy the moment. That's what you got to start doing on Sunday.
The moment before you have to go to bed for work.
Yeah.
No, enjoy. I mean,
I'm relaxing. This is awesome. That's how I am. Because I love Sundays. Sundays are great.
It's also your personality. I mean, it's who you are. That's why I think it's an interesting question. Is there such a thing as work-life balance?
My definition of that is, I just lost what I was going to say. I always do that. So funny. I always do that. My work-life balance, concept is, I work to live, not live to work.
Right. I was going to say that.
Like, okay. My job is so that I can have fun living, not so that I live at work.
Yeah.
I got you.
Certain positions, you know, where you have to work overtime or you have to stay, you know, or you have to work a weekend sometimes. That is not work-life balance. But I'll tell you, we work 4-10s, which means 4 days a week, 10 hours a day. And I don't know if I could ever go back to not that.
Yeah,
I know.
It's one of the main reasons I stay at the job we're at, because there's times where I just want to walk out. And I'm like, man, I could never go back to 5 days a week. Like, ever.
Yeah, yep. That'd be rough for sure.
So, I said it to you the other day that I was like really ready to go back to work. We actually kind of just talked about this, remember?
Nope.
Oh, cool.
I love it.
We kind of, our weekends are full, as we've talked about before, and we're always doing stuff. And I had a bridal shower and a birthday party, and we had a concert we went to. Like, we had, our weekends are so crazy and fast forward that sometimes I'm like, I'm ready to just go to work and sit at a desk and like,
She's saying, I want a vacation from my weekend, which is going back to work.
That's kind of my vacation from my weekend. Cause yeah, we go, you know, 110 and
oh, we know.
Yeah. So
well, I wouldn't say we, but I kind of have to like go along with 110 over here.
You do.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, I gotta chill out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be the day.
Yeah. Much like Mindy, although she doesn't join me in all of my adventures. I'm similar to you, Stephanie. I just always have tons of things I'm doing. Tons of things. I mean, three bands, right? I mean, that's ridiculous, yeah. Probably. But I never really felt there was such a thing as work-life balance. And I know everybody's different, right? So it's hard to say what that means. For me, it just never felt like there was ever balance because I never liked working, you know, where we worked, where I worked, by the way. And it's just one of those things where it's like, it never felt that balance, never felt it anywhere, any job I had. In any job I had, just not, it didn't exist for me because I just didn't really feel like that was the job for me.
Oh, I think you had other things outside of work that you enjoyed more. I'm more like David, where I feel like I worked the same. Like you know, it was just a job, but once I got home, that's when my life started, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's how his brother Mike is. He wasn't really into the whole 9-to-5, yep. You know, clocking in and out. He wanted to do his own thing and have his own business. And he went and was actually successful in that. So
yep.
Kudos. A lot of people try and don't make it, but
correct.
Mike's done very well for himself. But he also probably works way harder than we ever have.
Well,
That guy.
Now that he has the second one with, what is it called? Alchemy Row.
Alchemy Row.
And the bar stuff. That's a lot coming at him.
Yeah. He works 7 days a week.
Yep.
But he probably enjoys it.
I hope so.
Yeah, I do hope so. Because he's really, I hardly, the only time I see him is if I go to the bar. Yeah, like, yeah. Hey, I want to see my brother. Let's go to the bar.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he is too.
Yeah, hopefully he is.
But you know, I think when you're an owner, you do all that hard work in the beginning and then you start getting smart and hiring people and then pretty soon you're kind of just managing it. Hopefully that'll be his future.
Hopefully.
Can you guys see that?
Mm-mm.
You got to hold up to the camera. Is he calling you right now? Creepy.
That's funny. Dude,
that's so
you talking good. About that and he starts calling
call
me.
Call him on speaker and ask him. Work-life balance.
He definitely does not have work-life balance right now.
That'd be interesting.
That's so weird that he just started randomly calling me.
That's the kind of stuff happens to me all the time. Well, I think it's interesting. It would be interesting to get his perspective because I would say, you know, he probably has at times more balance than people who work for other people. Because mm-hmm. he works for himself. It's his thing. He manages it. His output is his outcome, you know. Yeah. It's just a totally different feeling. He makes his own schedule. I mean, it's probably just a little bit different, right? And he gets to do something that he feels passionate about. So you probably have a little more balance other than the fact that you're probably working more. It's an interesting concept. So thanks.
Yeah,
thanks
he's definitely working more days a week. And
for sure.
You know, trying to do that work-life balance because I think he's also coaching his boys in
baseball.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
Yeah, he's busy. He's a busy guy.
Good for him. Yeah. Good for him. Well, yeah. Thanks guys. That was things to ponder. All right. Let's get into the difference between California and Florida.
Mm. Ooh. Fun fact. Mm-hmm.
Did you get stuff for that?
I do.
Sweet.
So just a real quick, you know, for our listeners, Jason and Mindy live in Florida.
Indeed.
David and myself live in California, so we're on opposite coasts.
Yep.
So just a little fun fact, the difference between California and Florida. In California, you can have basements. In Florida, you can't because of the water level.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does not surprise me.
Yeah.
Almost at sea level.
I would not
everywhere.
Want a basement here.
Right. Yeah. No.
We wouldn't want one here either.
I don't know. A basement would be nice. You could rent it out.
There's very few places that have it, though.
California doesn't have a lot of basements.
They don't.
Mm-mm. Earthquakes is a big deal for that. That's
yeah,
why.
Yeah. I kind of thought it was a funny fact. But we can.
We can have them. Yeah.
We can.
But would you?
Anything else?
Nope. I just have one little fun fact.
All right. Well, we've got a few. You wanted me to share a couple with you?
Oh, yeah.
I'll share just one. Seasons are different. Seasons are different.
Now, one season.
Well, it depends, though, because if you go northern Florida, it's a little, and the panhandle is a little different, right? Mm-hmm. But we'll just talk.
You have spring all the time?
It's mostly summer, and then you have kind
spring
of
and fall.
Fall and spring, yeah. So it's summer. And then it's spring, and then it's fall, and then it's spring, and then it's summer.
Ah, no winters.
There's really no winter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe one day.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did a FaceTime one time and watched a UFC fight, and you were in a tank top. It was like December.
Yeah.
You're outside in a tank top, and I'm like, this motherfucker.
I could probably count on two hands as many times as we wore pants.
Yeah, well, to
not
work.
Not very often.
To work, but
to
yeah.
Work, yeah, work don't count, but just,
you Did know. You guys get rid of all your jackets?
Still need them occasionally.
We still have them, yeah. I don't know why, though. I don't think I wore maybe one.
Yeah, it's really rare. My heavy jackets, haven't touched them. Not one time.
I feel like, I wonder how, like, I love flannels. Is that, like, completely gone?
You may get a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Couple weeks.
That means Florida's out.
Flannels? You're not even a lumberjack.
Just kidding.
There's a lot of lumber out here. But no, I think I've worn my flannels like legit. I have like four of them. I've wore each of them maybe three different times.
Seven.
Yeah. What?
Math.
Math is hard. Math is hard. Yeah. So not very often.
I have a lot of flannels.
So that's our little fun fact about Florida. We have more, of course, but we'll get into that at later.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that one up, Stephanie. All right, David, you ready for misheard lyrics?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And hold me close up, Tony Danza.
Just like the ones we love, since some south she's singing.
We built this city on sausage rolls.
That's right. We did.
All right, misheard lyrics. You guys know what you have to do. I'm going to say the misheard lyric first, and you got to figure out the lyric and maybe the band and song.
Okay.
Okay. First one is, give me the Beach Boys and Free My Soul.
I got it. Give me the Beat Boys. Give me the Beat Boy and Free My Soul. I want to get back to this rock and roll. Oh, yeah.
You were close. For the most part, you decided to keep going. That's where you went off the rails again. But.
I don't know the band though.
Yeah.
Give me the Beat Boy, free my soul. I want to. I don't know who the band is.
Drift Away. Take me away.
Is it?
So Jason, you already got the lyric correct. It's not Beach Boys. It's Beat Boys, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
That was the misheard. And then you kept going, which is I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. So you got the lyric right.
Okay.
It's well, what we call classic rock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Leonard Skinner.
Yeah, I was gonna say like. No. Eagles.
It's Uncle Cracker. And the song
not
is called
Rock.
Don't drift know any of his stuff.
Drift no. Away. Okay.
Drift Away is the name of the song. Uncle That's Cracker. Right. Okay. Second one. I guess he's an expert and I'm more like an attorney.
Okay. Yeah.
Nope.
I can hear it. It goes faster. Is it Alanis Morissette?
No.
Fuck.
You want me to sing a little bit or try
Please.
To anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess he's more like an expert and I'm more like attorney. It's the only way I can really sing it. He's talking. So I just kind of gave some.
I'm more like an attorney. No, I don't think I'm saying that right.
Mm-mm.
Is there any more? Do you have more?
It's Smash Mouth.
Nope.
He's more like an expert. And I'm more, I play guitar. It's by the guy. I guess he's an Xbox and I'm more of Atari.
Oh, that's it.
Yep.
That's
CeeLo
Green.
CeeLo Green.
Wow. Yeah. God.
Forget you.
That's right.
Yeah. He's more like an Xbox and I'm more like Atari.
Nice
yeah.
job.
Like, good job.
Okay. The next one is It's Gonna Be May.
NSYNC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sing it.
It's gonna be May.
It's gonna be me.
It's gonna be May.
I feel like that was a good one because it's gonna be May.
It is gonna be May. Oh, that, good job, babe.
That reminds me of Miss You by Blink-182. What's the line that he says? And you're like, what are you saying, bro? I gotta get the line for you.
It'll be- she said it's NSYNC already, and it's gonna be May. Or me.
What's the song?
That is both.
Oh, it's going to be me as the song?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Okay, last one. Or should I just keep chasing penguins?
I know it.
Oh. Oh.
Sounds familiar.
This is the one I cannot sing because I have no idea how it goes.
Or should I just keep chasing? Then that's it. Rainbows?
Dang it, she already knows what it is.
Is it rainbows?
No.
Should I give up? Or should I just keep chasing penguins?
It's not rainbows?
No.
Should I give up? Or should I just
actually a cover. Chasing? A man sings it and a woman sing it way later.
This is the woman version then.
Yeah.
Does it begin with a P?
Yes.
The word. Oh, the song?
The word.
No, the word. It's not penguins. It's a different word with the letter P.
Mm-hmm.
I know it.
Should I give up or should I just keep chasing penguins?
Oh my God, that's so great.
I'm glad she's here to sing that one because I was not going to do that.
I have no idea.
Even if it means nothing.
I don't know it.
It's also the title of the song. Garth Brooks, I think, sings it originally.
Really?
You should know that then.
And it's also the title of the song.
Do you know it?
Look that up. I don't know.
I don't know. Lyrics?
It's Chasing Pavements.
Oh, that's oh, I wouldn't it. That.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. I got to get the Blink 182 one for you.
And it's Adele, by the way.
Adele sings it, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it should be Penguins, but
now I have to truth check my Garth Brooks sing it first.
Okay. Give me a second.
That was the last one, by the way. So now we're just waiting on these other Miss You from Blink 182.
Yep. Oh, crap.
Agora crap?
This is going to take too long.
Yeah, it is.
Don't waste your time on me. You're already a voice inside my yed.
That's all right.
Don't waste yed? Your time on me. You're already
that's like a weird mystery.
The voice inside my yeah.
Yeah,
his head funny. Yeah, but
yeah. I just wanted to say it because it remind you what you said. Remind you. Don't waste your time on me. You're already a voice inside my yed.
Yeah, and it sounds exactly like yed.
That's what he says. Check it out when you get a chance.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Blink 182. All right, good job, all right, everybody.
That was it.
Nice job. All right, we've got some goals, right? We're gonna hit that. Let's see. What do I have for goals here? I don't think I have anything. I don't have anything for goals. I don't have a jingle. So
well, it's the end of April. So mm-hmm.
when it's going to be May goals.
May goals.
May goals. Bagels.
As opposed to seagulls.
Yeah. So it's the end of April. We got to make a goal for May. Okay. At the end of May, we will touch back on this topic, see if we reached it, and then have a new goal for June.
Do you remember when we would set these goals and none of us some of us did, but
David would do like a super easy goal.
Yeah,
mine is right now. It's gonna be very easy.
I told him it doesn't need to be super hard.
Yeah,
I was struggling.
Mine's already in progress.
Oh, okay. What is it, Mindy?
You guys are gonna laugh. I'm hoping to be successful with my corn on the cob. I'm growing in my garden.
Oh, I was like, you're making corn on the cob?
No.
Yeah, that's not hard at all.
That's definitely an easy goal.
Are you grilling it?
Boiling?
Trying to grow it in my garden. I was not successful last year.
What are you doing different to reach this goal?
The time of planting, I guess, out here. It's completely different. Planting out here is way different. You've got to plant things more towards the winter months
mm-hmm.
for them to even survive the summer. You don't really plant anything in the dead of summer.
It's true.
Like you would think.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you were supposed to do stuff at the end of winter. So in like spring, it springs
mm-hmm.
up through the ground.
Yeah, we're trying corn right now. We'll see. I do have one pretty big one right now. But I just planted like three or four more.
All right. Awesome. Well, good luck.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
All right. Jason? Mine is... 100 subscribers on our YouTube channel.
Mm.
Oh, how many do we have right now?
45. Besides,
what? We do?
That's yeah. awesome.
Sick. I was like, besides Tina and Angie.
And us. I follow our YouTube.
And ourselves.
No, we've gained quite a few in the last 2 weeks.
The last 2 weeks, we've gained 17.
Wow.
And okay. another update. I sent out for the Facebook groups like over 400 each and nice. I've gotten 50 or more.
Yep.
So
fantastic.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Page likes.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Joining our group. However cool. they do that there.
So, and when I say the YouTube page, I mean the Low Tree Studios YouTube page. And just to update you guys, in the last 28 days, which really is the last 2 weeks since we've really been focusing on it, we have gained 14,000 views. 17,000 views. Yeah.
Wow.
I know a lot of those are like multiple, the same person watched it multiple times, but just like to think that like 10,000 people have seen our faces.
It's pretty wild. People we don't even know, you know, people we don't even know out there.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Awesome.
It's pretty sweet.
Steph, what's your goal?
My goal is to not buy myself anything off of Amazon all May.
It's a good goal.
That's a really good goal.
Subscriptions, right? Where the dog food comes and the cat food comes and stuff like that. That doesn't count. And if I like a birthday comes up, but I'm not.
Well, that's not buying yourself anything. That's buying something.
I'm just giving the parameters. But yeah. Nothing for myself. I'm going to try and do that. David and I are trying to save money. So I'm not going to buy anything in May.
Well, that is now my new goal, but that's not the one I wrote down. Okay. Mine's to be an NHL goalie. No goals.
No goals.
David. Dumb.
Have you seen that commercial?
I have not.
I knew I was going to get Jason. This guy's an idiot. Okay.
Yeah, there's a commercial where the two hockey players and he's like, do you have any financial goals? And the goalie's like, no goals. And he's like, you're not saving. You don't have a 401k. And he's like, no goals.
Yeah. He just won't say anything else besides no goals.
Yeah.
Okay. Mine is definitely doable. It's working on my golf game. Get back into it. I literally have not been playing. I think I played once this year. Now I've played a couple times, but it's not been much this year.
Yeah.
So it's getting back into playing and so regularly so that I can actually improve.
Well, let's chat about that. You guys have the guy's trip coming up. Are you going to that, right?
Nope.
You are not going to that. Okay.
Nope. It's my stupid on-call weekend. So being that far away is not going to work.
I see.
And then it's also my dad's birthday.
I see. Because I figured they probably will be playing golf, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
David and I went golfing on Sunday with Honey Badger Steve and brother Sean.
Nice. How'd that go?
It was not well for me because I was dealing with this sickness still.
Mm-hmm.
But I had said I'd go and I was like, I feel fine in the morning. And the whole time I could not breathe. It was not fun.
And the whole time he complained about everything. The people in front of us, people behind us, me, him, we felt the cart, losing balls. It was a great expensive time.
I know they are. You know, I haven't lost a golf ball since the Honey Badgers trip.
So you got to play to do that.
And you don't really go looking for balls in Florida.
No, you find them everywhere.
You'll find snakes.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, you know, I knew. Good idea.
I find other people's golf balls around. I'm like, ooh, golf ball. And he's like, don't touch it. It might be somebody's. I'm like, it's in a tree.
Yeah. I take those.
It could still be somebody's.
Yeah, same.
Those are fair share. Those are fair.
Yeah,
I did really well.
On a par three. Well, yeah, she did. She hit really well.
Better than I've ever played.
Actually. On a par three, I hit really far right one time, and I was having a hard time. Could not find the ball. This is a while ago, by the way. Could not find the ball, and I finally gave up. Go to the cart, and I look over from the next tee box. I could see my ball in like a Joshua tree, just being held like this. The ball was just sitting in it. I was like, "Are you kidding me?" And I ran over, and it was my ball. Could not find it.
That's pretty funny. Well, good. I think that's so. What are you going to do to get better? You're going to obviously golf more.
Yeah, you just got to play
every weekend because it's. I mean, that's only four times the month.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to play as much as at least once a week, and possibly go out and hit golf balls at a driving range.
I'd really like to do that.
Let's do it.
As long as you don't yell at me again.
There's no golf etiquette. You got to know the etiquette. You can't, you know, sit in the cart on your phone. And then decide you want to go.
I was not doing that. Yeah. There was four of us. And you the were. This were two of us. So obviously they're going to be waiting.
You were sitting in there. They're already done putting. And then you're like, I want to go putt. Like, you can't do that. It's too late.
Yeah.
Was this in the middle of the round?
Mm-hmm.
And you hadn't done.
She was picking, you know, she would hit off the tee box.
I see.
And then if like after a few hits, she wasn't getting anywhere. She's like, oh, I'll just pick up and we'll go down the road and yeah. I'll just throw it on the green and putt. But we were sitting in the cart and Steve and Sean are already done putting. And then she's like running up to go putt. I'm like, no,
it takes like 2 seconds to putt.
Once they're clearing the green, those guys are already ready to swing. You it's have true. To be on the green, ready to putt, club in hand. You can't, it's golf etiquette.
My spouse.
Golf etiquette.
About
you, guys,
other
you guys talked about golf. You guys talk about etiquette. There's golf etiquette.
It's true. Especially when there's slow play. Oh, that's all backed
a,
up.
I'm sorry. That is a good etiquette. Ooh,
golf etiquette, David.
I will. No, that's
mine. Yeah, Mindy will do it. Sorry, Mindy didn't
but
handle
David
the
will help me with this.
Yeah,
I can I'm sure you can it. Find it anywhere. Cool. He can corroborate.
Cooperate.
Cooperate. Thank you. You know.
We should do misheard. We should do like missaid words.
We did one. Mindy did one today. Win. It was jargon. Jargon.
No, I did. I said it right. If you look at it.
I heard that one
it's
today.
It's jargon.
Oh, it's, she said jargon.
But you, it's the correct word. You just said it wrong. You said jargon. So it's like jargon, take me away. Yeah. That was the joke, but yeah. All right, cool. Well, let's get into, I guess we're getting to the draft then, eh?
Already, eh?
No, oh, well.
I think that's all.
We're not done. We still got countries. No,
yeah, that's something. The draft though.
Well, yeah, we can do the draft.
That is the draft.
Don't we have my spouse and...
But I know, are we going to do the who won first?
Yeah, of course we'll do that. Did you want to do a My Spouse? Do you guys have a My Spouse? Can you do one off the cuff?
My Spouse my cares spouse. More about the golfers behind us mm-hmm. than his golfing wife.
Well, hang on a minute, though.
Oh, shit.
I don't know.
David has a My Spouse.
Mm-hmm. Give you some time, Mindy.
Mindy, some time to think.
I'm what's so your... perfect, she can't find any.
My Spouse constantly loses her phone. I hear all day, okay, Google, where's my phone?
Mm-hmm. Can you guys hear it?
No.
Oh, yes, I can.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, Google's answering me right now.
Does it tell you where your phone is?
It makes your phone ring at that like a really high volume. It's the best. Wow. I love Google. We have Google, Alexa. We have all of them. Not Siri or Bixby, but we have them. But
Bixby? Who's Bixby?
Bixby's like for Samsungs, I think. Huh. Like Androids.
It's constant. I'll just be in a room and I'll hear it ringing. I'm like, it's down here. Because I know she's looking for it.
That's funny.
From the car.
Our Alexa lets us know that Blue is barking.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Oh, see, that's so cool.
It goes blue. I don't know what's the tone, and then it goes blue is barking. It's hilarious.
That's awesome.
like I didn't hear him bark, right? I didn't hear him.
Yeah.
So like one day, Jason's sitting in the living room, and he didn't know that I had set that, and so he's sitting in there, and it goes blue is barking, and Jason saw what? Where did that come from?
Yeah. You know,
thanks.
First, I heard him bark.
Oh, that's too funny.
And then Alexa told me. Huh?
Alexa's just Mrs. Obvious.
Captain Obvious.
Yeah. All right. So you already did your love is. Do you want to do it again since now the music's in place? Stephanie. I mean, my spouse. My spouse, I meant. Sorry.
I did my spouse.
Okay. So you did yours. It was his etiquette.
Yeah, he caring about more the golfers behind us that he's never met.
All right.
And not my golf game.
I met them.
I met them. All right. So my spouse will take 5 minutes to buy white wine vinegar. Five minutes.
Like, pick, what are you looking at?
Pick one.
I needed the cooking kind.
There's and then I finally get my cart to go by. There's maybe three choices.
No, there wasn't.
Pick one. Okay.
That's funny.
You got one?
My spouse likes to leave every room that he's in with the lights on and not shut them off.
I can't see.
You such a habit.
Not even planning on going back. Just
nope. On. You know when he's been in each room, the lights are still on.
Stephanie does that too.
Do I? Yeah.
All of a sudden, every light. Why? I'm like looking around. I'm like, why is every light on in the house?
Because every light is off in this house. It's so dark here. There's little doggy.
I'm not trying to light the neighborhood. I just need dynamite. To light the room I'm in.
We have doggy dynamite everywhere.
These fucking dogs. Speaking of your dog story, you were gonna talk about that.
Yeah,
we're getting ready for the podcast. Oh, you tell your first, and then.
My little first what?
Messer. What did Lily do to you right before we podcasted?
Oh, I was trying to get set up with a computer. I had my headphones still hanging on my mic right here. Mm-hmm. And she's decided to, you know, wander down in here and whatever, and then starts to leave. Well, she got wrapped up in the cord of my headphones. And she's just taking the mic and everything.
Oh, no.
The mic. And table, I'm like, the
no,
mic
stop,
down.
Stop, stop. I'm yelling. He's like, stop yelling.
He's not yelling. He is screaming at the top of his lungs. Stop it. Oh, he's not even saying stop it. He's just screaming Lily. Like, she has no clue what's going on. I'm like, can you give her a command? Like, just tell her to stop. Yeah. And then she was like super scared, shaking. Jesus.
That bitch.
Well, then we're getting ready and we're all set and we have our headphones on and everything. And she just jumps up on my lap, hits the table, little side table right here that has both my drinks on it, my phone and my vape. Both beers go flying. One open, sprays everywhere.
Oh,
this
my God.
Falls on the ground. A vape goes down the hallway. Get on my lap. And I'm like, God damn it.
What were we doing too? Because you had something, you were like, talking to me about something, you were very closed off and she jumped in between everything.
Yeah, she just jumps up, just rip.
Like, I don't
everything.
Even know how she got on your lap because it was a very small window.
She can jump really high, like too high. She's
I can run really fast.
What about your fucking dog?
What's that from?
That's from Batman.
It's a college humor skit where he's Dr. Xavier or Professor Xavier firing the X-Men and he's firing Wolverine. But I can run really fast.
You got one? I got one.
Go for it.
This dog at every night at no fail.
Yeah.
9 o'clock. It's time for bed.
Yep.
And he walks up to either one of us and lets us know it.
Yep.
Well, he just stares at you.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll just.
Like, it's weird how they have like their own little time schedule.
Mm-hmm. He's very much a scheduled dog. It's weird,
but it's like a separation anxiety. He can't.
Jason's
he can't go. Yeah, he can't like go and go to bed. Go to bed, dude. Do your thing.
For the listeners, Jason had his chin on the microphone.
The mic, yeah, like he
like the dog is looking at us on the couch.
Yeah, every night.
It's funny. Like
even
what?
On the weekend.
Every night,
no matter 9 o'clock.
What if you guys don't go to bed? Like, what if you're up real late at midnight?
Well, we don't.
He's mad at you.
he's like,
and then he'll do this. He'll walk to the back room, and then we'll be like night. He'll go back there and he'll lay down, and then he'll come back out. And
5 minutes later, he's back out here
looking at us,
and then he gives up. And he just lays on that because he has two beds, right? He has one out here and one in the bedroom. He lays on that bed and then you can't get him to come off. When it's time to go to bed, it's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
And it's time for me. He's like, nope.
Dogs. He's like, I'm already in bed, fucker. Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Dogs.
Did we want to do a love is? That's an easy one.
No, I don't have one. And I don't love you.
All right.
I'm kidding.
Well, I do. I have one, but
I have one as well.
Okay. Let's go, gentlemen.
And then it'll just be us. We'll get all romantic on them.
Wow.
It sounds like Edward Scissorhands or something.
Yeah, isn't it? Sounds like somebody's walking down the hallway and stabs somebody else.
Yeah. That changes it, though.
The violin.
This would be a good murder house.
Yes.
Murder podcast right there.
Murder podcast, Mindy.
Damn. That would be a good intro for a murder podcast.
Me and Mindy's murder podcast?
Yep.
About your guys' house?
Well, there's, that's
the murder house.
Ow.
Episode one.
This fucking dog.
All right. So I'll go first, David. Love is. Obviously, we talked at the top of the show that I had some tummy boo-boo. And Mindy is always so great when I'm not feeling well. And I was legit, like, just not feeling well at all. And she was, like, giving me crackers and trying to take care of me, trying to make me feel better. I mean, she really does. Love is Mindy. You know,
yeah.
Just trying to work me through that. She really is good at that. She's really, really good at that. Yeah. That's
well, there's nothing worse than hearing somebody throw up. You feel really bad.
No. Like, oh, feel better, but don't hear me.
Yeah.
It makes you brush your teeth.
Yeah.
Better scope. Don't come into bed without scoping.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what?
Mine is funny enough, very similar.
Oh,
it's love is kind of waking up from, trying to rest as much as possible to your wife coming home from work and with wonton soup for you.
Oof.
Ooh.
Well, yeah. When he said that, I was like, oh, like when I got you wonton soup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she got me. I didn't ask for it. She just brought it home.
That sounds so good.
This bitch is badass.
I just wonder how you were able to carry it in the door.
Because one's so big.
One ton.
One ton.
Oh, my gosh.
How many pounds is a ton?
Way to go, Jason. I like it. By the way, she also brought egg rolls because she knows I love their egg rolls.
That's
not what we're going to have dinner tonight.
Yum.
Is it?
Sounds amazing.
Sounds awesome.
We haven't had dinner. Have you guys had dinner?
Mm, of course.
Yeah.
Like 10 o'clock there.
I hope so.
Yeah, Mindy made.
I made pizza.
Oh, so good.
Homemade pizza.
So, well, you know what we really miss is the non-pizzas you guys showed us.
Yeah, we haven't had those in a
while. God, you guys are closest to a Trader Joe's. We have to go to Orlando for that.
I know. It's a bummer.
We don't eat bread anymore.
Mm. Yeah, she doesn't. And Stephanie never goes to Joe Schmo's. She never goes there.
I know.
We couldn't even turn her when we moved closer to it.
Well, Costco has non-bread.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're pretty good.
Not the same.
It's spelled different. It's spelled normal.
Okay.
Most places do. You could find substitutes, I'm sure. We just prefer.
Oh, maybe.
We went to keto bread, which is essentially non bread.
Yeah. Good one, David. We do tortilla though. It's like a quesadilla. We make a quesadilla and then we put the stuff on top.
Uh-huh.
And we do that as a pizza. It's really good. We use keto tortillas. So,
well, speaking of food,
my
love is this guy. Makes an amazing ham and cheese sandwich. I don't know what he does to it because I make him too. Much better.
It is weird how when somebody else makes you just the easiest, turkey sandwich or grilled cheese, how it just tastes so much better.
Yep. Even his eggs. I'm like, what do you do to your eggs? Like,
yeah.
These taste better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just don't come in the kitchen when I'm making it. You'll find out what I do to it.
I feel the same way about eggs. If it's over easy, I'm like, what do you do? How do you flip? She does the pan flip. I can't do that. I can't even flip it with a spatula.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, what do you call that? Scrambled. Nope. Mine's better. I win.
It's because he puts milk in it. I think that's weird.
Oh no. That's
makes
that's,
it fluffy. That's,
makes them fluffy. That's the secret.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get into this.
I don't think I heard Stephanie's love.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
We were just doing gentlemen. my love is taking me and my friend to Jack in the Box at 2 a.m. and driving for us when I'm sure we were obnoxiously drunk on Saturday night.
And he took us to Jack in the Box, and I got mini tacos.
So let's talk about proximity to where you were, what bar you left, and to your home. Is that, was it out of the way? Was it an out of the way drive on the way home?
It's no, not. We live very close to the bar.
It's close, but it is past the house from where we came from.
Yeah, but both are close. So.
Okay.
But yeah.
But David will see me and Sade getting drunker and drunker, and he'll stop drinking because he's like, somebody's got to drive.
Yeah.
So that's
something. Well, I was not feeling well. I tried to have a couple of drinks, and I'm like, not working.
You do it even when you're
I'm just going to drink a shitload of water. So I had a couple of drinks, but I drank that early and then had water the rest of the night. So
yeah. That's some love.
Very good. Very good.
What a good husband.
We were supposed to do one other thing, and I don't know if you put it on the list. Do you do the rapper name or no?
Remember, we were supposed to think of rapper names for each other.
Yeah, I was going to, but
it wasn't on the list.
Yeah, it wasn't on the list, so I scratched it off.
Next week, rapper names.
Okay. Rapper names.
Can I share one that I have for Jason though? I have two.
It's next week.
I have two. I can share one this week and one next week.
No.
I'd like to hear it.
And you have to put Spits Hot Fire after.
It's not a topic.
Okay, Spits Hot Fire.
Yeah. Wait,
can I do it?
Fine. The sneak peek to what sneak we're doing next
peek week. Right here. All right. Peek. Jason's rapper name is MC Loaf Fruit Spits Hot Fire.
Hell yeah.
What's spit? What?
Spits Hot Fire.
Spits Hot Fire.
I mean, that's what you do when you rap
fast, like fire. You spit hot fire.
Urban.
I had a really good one for you, David.
You have a good one for me?
But I know I wasn't picking you. I realized she was supposed to pick yours, but I was thinking about yours. So I'm just going to share yours. Okay.
Yeah, do it.
All right. Bagel and Lox the Rapper Spits Hot Fire.
Yeah.
Bagel and Lox
Spits Hot Fire.
I don't get it.
It's kind of Jewy. I like it.
Yeah. Bagel and Lox.
Exactly.
You have dreads if you're Bagel and Lox.
Oh, yeah, because you got to have Lox of Love.
Yeah, Lox of Love, yeah.
All right. Wasn't as good as yours, but that's okay. Let's move on. Oh. You got a twofer on that one. That was two songs at one time.
I do have the results.
Yep. Remix.
Oh, the results from last draft.
Yep. Yeah.
Yes. And if you guys
can... We did two on Facebook. Are you including those?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I think so, but I'm going to name the names, and if I forget anybody, let me know.
Okay. Got it.
All right. So number one, and tell me what it was?
Yeah, I'll tell you at the end. Okay. I've got one vote from YouTube as well.
Number one was David.
Should we go over what the draft was? And
yeah, let's do that.
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
The draft was best food at 2 a.m., mm-hmm. right? Midnight, mm-hmm. 2 a.m.
Yep.
And David, what were your three?
I had In-N-Out, Jack in the Box, and Krispy Kreme.
I had Carl's Jr., Taco Bell, and...
I don't even have my paper.
I can pull it up here.
Thank you, Ken. I don't remember mine. Carl's Jr., Taco Bell, and something else.
Popeyes?
Oh, Wiener Schnitzel.
Wiener Schnitzel, that's right. I think Jason was Popeyes.
Yeah. Mindy had Denny's, mm-hmm. McDonald's, and Wendy's.
She was number two. I was number one, right?
Yep. In the draft. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had Del Taco, Burger King, and Popeyes. I think you already said that. Taco Bell, Carl's Jr., and Wiener Schnitzel. So we had a few votes. Yeah, the results are.
So number one was David. Nanette voted, Leah voted, and Kim voted.
All for number one?
All for number one. So there's three there. Number two, big fat zero. Yay. Number three, got one vote, Angie.
Yep.
Number four, got one vote, Carol.
All right. So Angie voted on... YouTube. Thank you, Angie, for being the only person on the planet that can figure out how to do it. that's directly pointed at Steve. Steve Maher. The guy with the master's degree.
Yeah.
What was so difficult? What, I haven't even looked at it.
So if you see it on Facebook and you click on it, it doesn't take you to YouTube.
Mine does.
No. So
YouTube, that's why.
There's two ways. You can paste the link in Facebook and then that'll take you to YouTube, or you can directly upload it to Facebook. Uh-huh. And that's how I did it this last time. But the one that Steve was going to vote on was directly on YouTube. I sent him the link to YouTube. So he was looking right at it.
It's in vote, right?
Yeah, there's a little comment button.
Little message box on the
still doesn't quite get it.
Yeah, I think he was looking for a voting button where you can just like,
what is this,
select? Oh, what is this, Outlook? I think that's what he was looking for. Yeah. That's my guess. Okay.
Like a corporate man.
Definitely got to give him a hard time for that. Mr. Master's degree. All right. So Angie, though, she put number three, which we went over, but she said mine would be Burger King onion rings with barbecue. So she's going into detail. Burger King onion rings with barbecue sauce, McDonald's for the fries, and Taco Bell steak quesadilla with cinnamon crispas. All right. So that's
okay, but not cinnamon crispers in the tortilla, not in the quesadilla.
No. It's separate. That'd
be gross.
Yeah.
Separate. So, but she's getting a little sweet there, like the Krispy Kreme. So she did get some sweet there. Mm-hmm. So she Burger King, McDonald's, and Taco Bell. So she kind of had a combination of all of ours, to be honest.
Yeah. I did talk to Steve about this, and he said it would have been Taco Bell, In-N-Out. It was like one from three of us. And I was like, yeah, but you can't do that.
Yeah, what's your vote?
That's not the question, Steve.
You get one through four. Pick one.
You can give us your opinion, but also give us a vote.
I told him that. I was like, I told him, go in the comments. Vote for somebody, and then you can say what you're
I even shared it, the direct link. That's how my sister voted, right, Leah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on Facebook.
Yes. She voted in Facebook, but I think she also voted on the YouTube.
Oh, okay.
She did both.
Well, that's, yeah.
I didn't see, the only vote I had was on Angie's, but that's okay. We got her vote and that's all that matters. So we're going to do it that way so we get more people, right? Because Facebook's a little easier to do the commenting. All right, let's get into this one. This week on the draft, we are voting for
places you'd like to visit.
Places you'd like to visit.
So David,
countries.
One again.
Like a destination or a country.
Okay, destination or a country. Got it.
Yeah.
So David won again. Good job, David. So I guess you start again, right? Mm-hmm. That's how we're doing it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, but now it goes the opposite way.
Okay, perfect.
So last time it went to Mindy, and then this time it'll go to me.
Perfect.
We're gonna go
with not always David, Mindy, Jason. So.
Right.
Sounds good. So here we go. Yeah.
So number one pick, I'm going Bora Bora.
Okay. Nice. That's a good one.
I'm going New York.
Okay.
New York off
always
the board
to visit there.
New York off the board. I am going Ireland.
Ooh. You dirty, dirty, dirty bird.
That's a good one. Yep.
I'm going to go with Thailand, Asia.
Mm. Damn it. That was my first. And I was like, nobody's going to say Thailand.
It's on my list.
Well, we can go.
I just want the food.
Oh, I know. Right. But it's beautiful there.
I'd go there for the fighting because they have a lot of fights. A lot. They're huge.
Cockfights?
No, huge. martial arts.
Oh, got it.
Thai kickboxing and stuff. They're huge.
Okay. It's Mindy again.
Mindy again.
I'm going to pick Hawaii.
Hawaii. It's
a good one. All right. I'm going to stay up there in Europe and I'm going to go Scotland.
Some bitch.
Scotland.
It's
not Scottish, it's crap.
Okay.
Four fingers of Scotch.
Did we just figure out too? Your name is Scottish.
It is Scottish. I am. I knew
we were
it was...
watching a show. Some YouTubers we like, and they were driving down one of the roads where their new home is going to be, and there was a sign that said the Galbraiths.
Said,
that's off.
And they were saying it was like Scottish.
It said Galbraith something. It was like a real estate company and they were selling the property that they moved into, which was in Scotland.
So for our viewers, can you post on Instagram your name thing?
The
coat of arms.
Yeah. Crest or your coat of arms.
I sure can.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. Do that. Scottish cheese. Let's go.
Stupid dude.
Now, is there anybody writing this down?
Oh, no, nobody is.
Oh,
that wait part. A minute. Okay, everybody's got to pause. Let me. All right.
I just listen back.
All right.
Where did we leave off? Let's see. Who was it? Oh, David went first. Mm-hmm. Then it was Stephanie.
Bora was me.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me write that. Bora.
What'd you have?
This is what we're doing to our listeners. We're Bora boring them.
Exactly. So sorry. Stephanie, yours was New York. All right. Jason. No, it was me.
It was me. Ireland.
That's right. Sucker. Okay.
It's a term.
They're both freaking Ireland and Scotland. How dare you?
How dare me?
Thailand. Okay.
And then Stephanie.
No, it was me again. And it was Hawaii.
Hawaii. And then I was Scotland. Mm-hmm. And then Stephanie now.
The Taj Mahal.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Is that in India?
It is in India. T-A-G. I really would love to see the Taj Mahal.
J, T-A-J. So T-A-J, my bad. Mahal. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Yep.
Is it called one of the wonders of the world?
You guys can tag my hall.
What?
Jason spelled it T-A-G. It's tagged.
Tag, yeah.
David, you can. It's weird that I put it out to all of you. David, you could tag my hall.
Get it.
Just cut that part out, Jason. I know we don't edit our podcast, but just cut it out.
Just cut that part out. For sure.
Okay, so my turn. I'm going to go London.
Okay.
You've already been to London.
It's one of my favorite places. Mm-hmm. Destination.
Okay. All right.
And then my second and final.
Third and final.
Second in this round. Sorry. Rome.
Rome. Okay.
Rome.
So I can go to places again.
I can do what I want.
I know I've been there, so that means I know how badass.
You don't
want
to visit like a new place. Like this is a fantasy. No. Okay. No. Cool. You know where's a place I've always wanted to visit, which is totally doable, and I think it'd be fun, is Maine. Mm, and just lobster the whole time.
I'm going with Stephanie.
Lobster's like super cheap there.
Ew.
Because there's an abundance of it. Gross. But could you imagine having fresh lobster?
Oh, yeah.
Like Maine lobster, not rock lobster. Rock lobster is gross. Ew. And I want to go and just have like lobster rolls and lobster soup and just do like a whole lobster trip. So
I'm
Maine
from
lobster chowder.
Chowder.
That's how they say it too, probably.
Jason.
Is it did you say Maine? That's your that's yep. yours then?
Maine.
Okay. I'm picking countries. I'm gonna go New Zealand.
Wow.
Really?
It's a long flight, but
all of yours are like the same area.
No, New Zealand is not.
It's by Australia.
Yeah,
huh?
that's south. That's in south. That's south of the equator.
Can we do four?
Let's do four.
Sorry to just throw that on you, Mindy.
All right. Well, I am going to
you get two.
Two more then, right? Yep. So I'm going to pick Sweden.
Mm.
Hmm.
And
it's on my list.
That is where my mother's side of the family is, so I'd like to see that.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
And then I think I'm going to go to Japan.
Son of a... And I don't want to do four anymore.
Oops. She did it again. All right. I'm not going to go very far from the house. I'm going to go Turks and Caicos.
Ooh. Mm. Can I go?
Turks and Caicos. What does that mean?
Caicos. Look it up. It's an island.
Can I say Japan?
No.
She already said Japan.
No, she said Tokyo.
I said Japan.
She just said Japan.
I'd like to go to Tokyo.
You can you can do that.
You guys are going to Maine together? You're going to Japan together?
Girls trip.
I literally have
and Thailand.
All of them. I have nowhere else to go.
You got plenty, man. Look at a map.
I'm just thinking of where I'd want to go.
Want to go to Vegas?
No, to Vegas.
Yeah, you're picking places you've already been.
You're dumb. let's see here. Where would I want to go? Spain.
Okay.
Spain.
All right.
I've never been there.
That was a little last minute throw in there. Spain. I'll go Spain.
Right. Spain.
All right. Well, good
speak the language there.
Let's
Spanish.
Let's recap. Ready?
Yep.
Spanish.
Yeah.
Pick number one, David. Spain, Bora Bora, which is what we did to our listeners. London, Rome, and then Mindy. Oh, they're just really closely written together. Sorry. Stephanie said New York, Tag Mahal, Maine and Tokyo. I said Ireland, Scotland, New Zealand, and Turks and Caicos. Mindy said Thailand, Hawaii, Sweden, and Japan. Japan. Good job, everybody.
I think I want to go with Jason.
I think Jason has the best list. I agree.
It'll end up being David somehow. Yeah. Even though he just threw Spain in there.
I am on a roll right now.
Threw Spain in there.
Good job, everybody. All right, so we need your votes, y'all. Listeners, we need your votes because you determine who wins.
And David can't win next week. Yeah. Or maybe.
Is it biased if they've listened to our podcast and then vote?
Well, we'll just mix them around.
No.
Yeah, it is a little bit.
It is biased.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you think they all like me more?
It's a popularity contest. I never win those.
It's because of my hair.
It's the hair.
True.
It's the hair. You've been doing that haircut for a while, right? That same hairstyle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I kind of have too. Mine's changed a little bit, though.
How long have you had your hairstyle?
But I used to do different things with it. I used to go like, now I just, it's back.
That is new. Cause yeah, you used to like put it to the side.
Yeah, he did that.
Now you do it back.
Now I just have a bigger forehead. So
that's the same with me. Look how big my forehead is getting. It's like going way up here. Like taking over the rest of the hair.
This getting older thing is fun. All right. Well, that's it. That concludes our show. You got one more thing. It's my bad.
I do.
Oh, take us out, David.
I want to end this with a funny cheers or a funny toast.
Okay. Here we go. Do I put water in the air?
It doesn't matter.
We got water tonight.
Cheers with water. Cheers with what you're drinking. Okay. So here we go. Mm-hmm. We love them in leather. We love them in lace. Mm-hmm. But we love them best when they sit on our face.
Cheers. Here, here.
Cheers. Here, here.
Cheers. Here, here.
Nice job. You got to do that every time, David. That's pretty good. Yeah. I need like.
You liked it? I thought it was a funny one.
I got to do some sound effects like cheers, something in there.
Yes.
We'll get something for that next time. It reminds me of our what we used to do with the height.
Height.
Remember that?
Yeah, that was
on
great.
Jason Mindy.
And we offended somebody.
Water cooler question.
No, it was the.
That was my quotes.
The quotes.
She would do a quote, and then I would give Jason a Confucius say quote.
Yes.
Yeah.
Loved those.
It was so great.
Bring it back.
Bring it back. Well, that's it. That concludes our show. We'll hang out a little bit afterwards, but everybody else, we're going to say farewell. Please like and subscribe to our YouTube channel and be sure to pick the draft you prefer when we post the fancy video. The draft winner results are in your hands. And while you're at it, tell us what you would have drafted. That's kind of fun, right? I like it when mm-hmm. they say that stuff. Visit lowtreestudios.com for more great podcasts. We will see you guys next week.
Next week. Tell a friend.
Bye.
Bye-bye.